What if the life you're living right now, with all its flaws, ordinary moments, and unremarkable routines, is already more meaningful than you realize? Most of us walk through life carrying an invisible measuring stick, constantly comparing ourselves to some impossible standard. We're not Einstein, we haven't written the great American novel, we haven't changed the world, and so we conclude, our lives must not matter much. But what if this entire framework is the problem? What if we're standing in a room full of treasure, convinced we're broke, simply because we've been taught to recognize only gold bars while ignoring the diamonds scattered at our feet? Think about meaning the way you'd think about wealth. Someone might have thousands in their bank account, but feel desperately poor because they're only looking at one empty checking account, forgetting about their savings, investments, and assets. This is precisely how most of us approach life's meaning. We possess abundant sources of worth, but remain blind to them, fixated on what we lack rather than what we have. When we talk about a meaningful life, we're really discussing value and worth. Someone who says their life feels meaningless isn't making an abstract philosophical claim. They're saying their life doesn't feel valuable enough. But here's where things get interesting. Just as you can be wrong about your bank balance, you can be wrong about your life's meaning. Your feelings aren't always reliable guides. You might feel worthless while actually living a life rich with significance, or feel satisfied while missing deeper sources of meaning entirely. Understanding meaning as a form of value changes everything. It means meaning isn't fixed or binary. You're not either meaningful or meaningless like a light switch. Instead, meaning exists on a spectrum. Almost every life contains some degree of meaning, and that degree can increase or decrease based on our choices and perspectives. The most common reason people feel their lives are meaningless isn't their circumstances, it's perfectionism. This toxic belief insists that only extraordinary, flawless lives count as meaningful. If you're not Einstein, you're a fool. If you can't write like Shakespeare, don't bother. We don't apply this standard elsewhere. You don't dismiss a city as worthless because it's not the most beautiful on earth. Yet with life's meaning, we demand perfection or nothing. The cruelest irony, this seemingly humble self-criticism often masks narcissism. When you reject your life for not being Einstein-level extraordinary, you're implicitly saying ordinary lives aren't good enough. Perfectionism also blinds us to non-competitive value. Love, friendship, sunsets, music, helping others. These don't lose value because millions experience them too. A sunset isn't less beautiful because everyone can see one. Embracing imperfection isn't settling, it's wisdom. Scientists don't discard evolution or gravity for lacking 100% certainty. Religious traditions encourage gratitude for ordinary blessings. Poetry finds profound beauty in everyday objects. Consider someone who enjoys their morning coffee, maintains loving relationships, does their work reasonably well, and finds pleasure in simple things. By perfectionist standards, this life is unremarkable. By any reasonable standard, this person has already made it. Two philosophical arguments claim life is meaningless. Death makes everything pointless, and we're cosmically insignificant. Both collapse under scrutiny. The death argument assumes something must be eternal to have value, but a beautiful song doesn't become worthless when it ends. A delicious meal isn't pointless because it doesn't last forever. The sunset is breathtaking precisely because it's temporary. Even after death, certain truths remain eternal. It will always be a fact that you experienced that joy, helped that person, created that thing. These experiences have permanent factual status even when no one remembers them. A finite life full of kindness, love, and beauty has tremendous worth despite not being eternal. The cosmic insignificance argument assumes you need to affect the entire universe for your life to matter. But most of the universe is dead matter, light years away. If Earth became a million times larger relative to the universe, would your life feel more meaningful? If 9/10 of the cosmos vanished tomorrow, would your relationships suddenly matter more? Of course not. What matters is your actual sphere of influence, the people you touch, the beauty you create, the difference you make in your corner of existence. Some worry determinism makes life meaningless. If we're biological machines, where's the meaning? Others fear randomness makes everything arbitrary. Both miss the point. Even if determinism is true, life retains value. The sunset's beauty doesn't vanish because physics positioned every photon. Your child's laughter isn't less meaningful because neurochemistry caused it. Determinism might eliminate pride in totally free choices, but it doesn't eliminate love, beauty, achievement, or growth. Much of life is contingent. You exist through arbitrary mutations and random meetings, but blind processes produce meaningful results. We don't reject music because sound waves are physics, or dismiss love because it's chemistry. Chance undermines plans through illness and accidents, yet brings spontaneity and surprise. You can't prove mathematically that love matters more than collecting bottle caps, but you know it anyway. These judgments aren't arbitrary just because they're not absolutely certain. Even relativists find feeding the hungry meaningful while finding other pursuits meaningless, just by their own standards rather than cosmic ones. Whether your values are objectively true or personally chosen, you still value what you value and find meaning in what matters to you. Many feel lost without knowing their life's purpose, what they were meant to do. But this assumes you were created for a reason. You can have a meaningful life without a special reason for existing. Some things are valuable as means to ends. A hammer is valuable for building. But other things are intrinsically valuable. Love, beauty, understanding, joy. These don't need to serve some further purpose. Your life can be valuable in itself. Pursuing goals gives life meaning, and achieving them doesn't always create emptiness. Many accomplishments continue to feel valuable. Raising children, building a career, creating art. The supposed paradox that getting what you want leaves you empty isn't universal. Pain and evil exist, but they don't make life meaningless unless you demand perfection. Viktor Frankl found profound meaning in concentration camps. Activists who've survived trauma often build deeply meaningful lives, preventing others' suffering. Our heroes are flawed. King was an adulterer, Gandhi a terrible husband, Mother Teresa supported dictators. Should we conclude greatness is impossible? Only if you demand perfection. Humans are complex, capable of both profound good and significant evil. This doesn't negate the good. Many people have meaning in their lives, but don't feel it. They've overcome perfectionism intellectually, but not emotionally. Powerful experiences, intense love, success, anger, pain, make us inattentive to other valuable aspects of life. We develop emotional numbness as protection against disappointment, becoming so habitually rational that we struggle to value anything personally. The solution isn't just intellectual understanding, it's active recognition. We must practice noticing value. Health becomes visible when threatened. Relationships feel precious when endangered. Simple pleasures, walking without pain, sleeping peacefully, touching someone you love, these common miracles surround us constantly, but we're blind to them. Try this. Look around your room and find beauty in ordinary objects, the curve of a cup, light on the wall. These aren't Instagram-worthy moments. They're just reality, patiently waiting for your attention. Try this. Look around your room and find beauty in ordinary objects, the curve of a cup, light on the wall. These aren't Instagram-worthy moments. They're just reality, patiently waiting for your attention. Most of us are like people with forgotten bank accounts, convinced we're poor while surrounded by wealth. We can increase meaning not just through achievement, but through recognition, learning to see the value already present. In a world that constantly sells us inadequacy, recognizing that your imperfect, ordinary life already contains profound meaning might be the most radical act. Stop treating yourself worse than you'd treat others. If you wouldn't call a friend worthless for living an ordinary life, don't call yourself worthless either. This isn't a dress rehearsal. From a secular perspective, this is it. Stop deferring living meaningfully until you've achieved some impossible standard. Your life won't be perfect. You'll never be Einstein or Shakespeare. You'll make mistakes and face disappointment. But none of this prevents your life from being meaningful. The question isn't whether your life measures up to some impossible ideal, it's whether you can see the worth that's already there. Here's the truth. Perfectionism doesn't want you to know. A decent person who enjoys ordinary pleasures, maintains loving relationships, and does some good in the world has already made it. They've crossed the threshold into a meaningful life. They're not failing at existence. They're succeeding at being human. And so, quite possibly, are you.